Please be seated. What I said to the kids really is true. There are a whole lot of sheep in the Bible. And throughout the Gospels, and especially in this section of John, Jesus is portrayed as the Good Shepherd. He's portrayed that way a lot. And as a result, there probably have been more sheep and shepherd sermons offered by well-intentioned preachers to last all of us a lifetime. And there's really nothing wrong with that. It is a wonderful metaphor. It's a wonderful metaphor as long as we don't simply use it as a warm fuzzy for a God who will cuddle us and keep us safe if we'll just believe hard enough and follow closely enough. But to be honest with you, I just wasn't feeling the whole sheep shepherd thing this week. Instead, I was drawn down a different path. I was drawn to the question the Jews gathered around Jesus had for him. How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Those people questioning Jesus wanted some assurance. They wanted some certainty. Don't we all? And those questioning Jesus wanted to know if this wandering rabbi was going to meet their expectations. Their expectations when it comes to being the Messiah. Now, I know times and contexts were different back then, but my mind kept pondering that question. What do you expect from Jesus? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever considered it? Now, it's an important question both then and now, but it's different from just us proclaiming who Jesus is. That part is easy. We can say the word Messiah. We can say our friend, our Savior, our Lord. That's easy. So we, in turn, come to love Jesus and worship him. But what do you expect from Jesus? That's a different question. And for the Jews gathered at the portico of Solomon, the answer was clear. If Jesus was to be the long-awaited Messiah, the expectations were spelled out. The Messiah would rule with power and majesty as a king in this new kingdom. He would rule with justice for the poor and the weak. He would free them from tyranny. He would restore right worship, and he would bring peace to Israel. Tell us plainly, they ask him. And it's almost like they wanted that easy button from the television commercials. But Jesus' answer is anything but easy. But today's a different time. And we know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, but that question is still important. What do we expect from Jesus? We, you and me, here and now. It's a natural question. And the answers can be somewhat predictable because we expect Jesus to get us out of tough situations, to give us direction on how to live our lives, to tell us what we need to do when we can't figure it out. We expect Jesus to share our moral, political, and philosophical views and to give us what we want. In essence, I'm afraid that many of us simplify the whole thing to expect Jesus to be like our expectations. But that's not how I think it works. And if we expect Jesus to meet our expectations, whatever they may be, then we are bound to be disappointed. Just as disappointed as those hearing his voice that day in the portico of Solomon. In C.S. Lewis's book, God in the Dock, he wrote this. Imagine a set of people all living in the same building. Half of them think it's a hotel. The other half think it's a prison. Those who think it's a hotel might regard it, frankly, as quite intolerable. But those who thought it was a prison might decide that it was really surprisingly comfortable. Lewis used this illustration to show how we view life based on our expectations. And he says, if you think of this world as a place intended simply for your happiness, you'll find it quite intolerable. Think of it as a place of training and correction, and it's not so bad. Because expectations are powerful. And some of the most painful things we encounter can be unfulfilled and failed expectations. There is not one of us here. There's not one of us here who hasn't expected something to be one way and it ends up being totally the opposite of what we expected. And that's why that question matters so much. What do you expect of Jesus? Because some of the greatest pain and heartache that I hear about are when people expect something of God and their expectations aren't met. What do you expect of Jesus? No one can answer that for you. But your answer matters. And in fact, it makes all the difference in the world. And if your answer is that Jesus is some kind of mascot to cheer us on in life with inspirational slogans or a life coach to show us how to live or even a warm and fuzzy shepherd to cuddle us and keep us safe, then you're going to be disappointed. Tell us plainly if you're what we expect, the Jews wanted to know. And his answer confounds them because he would not meet their expectations, their expectations of power and might. Instead, Jesus answers only about being beloved, about enfolding those who love him in light and life, about being that voice for justice and peace, about being present in those dark and lonely places in life, about being a trustworthy voice amidst the countless voices in our world competing for our time and attention, about being unfair and dispensing love and grace to overflowing to those who don't deserve it. Sometimes people like you and me. It's about being a source of intense intimacy as an expression of unbounded love. About being beyond our human boundaries and limitations. About being our eternal reminder that when in darkness we want to raise our fist to the heavens and shout, "Where are you, God, when I needed you?" To know that the voice who knows your name replies, "I was on a cross." And it's in that being where we can come to know the Messiah is still in the business of doing some pretty amazing and surprising things. What do you expect of Jesus? It's worth thinking about, pondering, defining, and perhaps even spending some time in silence questioning yourself. Like the Jews in the portico, is there still a part of you waiting to see if Jesus is all you've been hoping for? Like the Jews in the portico, do you wonder if it's all a sham and that you might need to wait for someone or something else? It's okay if you do, because even those closest to him wondered the same thing. And if we're honest, we've all felt that way before. We want assurance. Tell us plainly. But consider the fact that like those Jews in the portico of Solomon, that perhaps the problem wasn't that our expectations of Jesus are too big. Maybe our expectations aren't big enough. God love you. Amen.